The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
It's Friday, you know what that means. It's time for Ladies of Liverpool. Thank you for tuning in. Share the message. Tell everyone they should be listening. We're celebrating the women around us, those who've done good, who are doing good. Amazing things that people wouldn't know about unless they are listening to this podcast. So, of course, we are sponsored by the Orthodontic Practice on Rodney Street. And I've got to give you a little update on my Annabelle. I did sort of tease you with a half a story, as my mother likes to call it. So I'm not going to give you the full story now because I'm going to wait till we get the proper results, but I'll give you a little update. So we were told surgery was the option for our Annabelle. If you know someone with an underbite, an overbite, a crossbite, and you've been told, oh, put them on the list at Alder Hey and then look at surgery. The surgery isn't easy. It's not an easy op, and it's something I think every parent would try and avoid. So I got a couple of opinions, and it was only the Orthodontic Practice that offered me another route. I'm going to say just a couple of months into this route, we are seeing huge changes, and I don't want to jinx it, but I'm pretty confident we might get the results we hope for. So fingers and toes crossed for our Annabelle. If you're a parent, a carer, and you're thinking about where to go with your family, it's not an easy choice. Please take this recommendation from me. It doesn't come from any other place other than experience and love. So the Orthodontic Practice on Rodney Street, find them on the socials or you can find them tagged into mine. Happy Ladies of Liverpool Day, celebrating all the wonderfulness that the girls around us are providing us with, and the stories never end. I've been waiting for ages to get this girl on this seat, so hopefully you're going to love this chat as much as I'm about to. Tell your friends to tune in and share the messages. Women around us are amazing, and including all the team at the Orthodontic Practice, all the ladies there, big shout out to you. They're tuning in every single week, of course, sponsoring the podcast, making sure we can get out and about into the community, the Orthodontic Practice on Rodney Street. Make sure you follow them on all of their socials. So you've heard of Red Run. This is the brand of our time right now. If you've got a daughter, you've got a young person in your life, you can bet your bottom dollar that they are loving everything this Lady of Liverpool has done. And we're going to hear the full story, all the ifs, the buts, the whys, the hows, the funny stories, the highs and lows of creating a brand from scratch. Megan, welcome to Ladies of Liverpool.
Thank you for having me, Leanne.
So, okay, I love the business side of it, but before all of that, I want to talk about you as a human.
Yeah.
So were you always this really clever entrepreneur who had the world at her feet?
No, the complete opposite. I think looking at younger me, I wasn't an academic person. I was always a creative. I think back then, in school, it was never, school wasn't really catered for people like me within the arts, because I just don't feel like they had the avenues that maybe they do now.
What school did you go to?
So I went to Sacred Heart.
Oh, okay. So you're a Sacred girl.
I was, yeah.
And like most comps, I imagine, especially a couple of years ago, and I'm sure some parents now will say, actually, Leanne, nothing's changed. It was very much fit into this mould, pass these exams, these are your options.
Yeah, exactly. So I struggled. I think for me, I think I've always been a person who, as I drive, and belief. Mm-hmm. But I think that there was just a lot of things that happened that made me have that instilled in me. So I think for me, I was in set four for everything. I think the teachers looked at me as if I generally wouldn't really amount of anything.
Ooh, the start of every good success story. Like,
no, it really was. But listen, there was teachers there that did believe in me. Yeah. And they're the ones who gave me, you know, the head, Mr. Summerfield. He was a massive, you know, a massive role model in my growing up and being in school. And there was other teachers there that did see what I could bring and what potential. And it was just getting me on the right track. And yeah, striving for
it. It must be hard when you see, especially now, the size of these classes and, you know, in schools up and down the country. It must be hard to focus on the good, you know, when there's so many hurdles for teaching staff. You know, I've seen both sides of it, so I get it. But there's something to be said about that one teacher just tunes into what it is you're saying, you know, without using the words. As a kid, sometimes you're just putting something out and there might just be that one teacher that sees the good in that or sees where you can
definitely go
with it.
And I genuinely really have that. It was one, my PE teacher, and then Mr. Summerfield. You know, I remember my PE teacher getting me to the side and she was like, what are you doing? You're messing around. You're the class clown. Because I was the class clown. She was like, you know, you've got so much potential, but you need to just listen. You need to do it. You need to try and you'll be capable of anything.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So fast forward then. Give us the headlines of the business that you have created from scratch.
Yeah, from scratch. So anyway, listen, I went through school and I tried my hardest, never come out with what I probably wanted. But you know what? At that time I tried and that's all I could have said.
Yeah.
You know, and I got the qualifications to go to college, went and studied fine art, and then went to university to study design. From there, it was a bit of a whirlwind. I did graduate fashion week, got picked up by a big brand at that time who I really followed, a streetwear brand who was really big at the time. And then I moved to London. No one had ever moved to London out of my family before. So it was like, it was an amazing opportunity. You know, I was skint, I had not, and I think my nan gave me a grand to go with. I had a backpack and just went, never knew anyone. And just cracked on with it, really.
That shows who you are though, Megan, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I just thought, you know, I would never allow like fear to stop me from doing something that I wanted to do. And I think for me, that is just how I am as a person.
I heard something this week where someone said they'd done something and a friend of theirs had said, I'd love to have the confidence to do that.
Yeah.
And the response was, you don't have the confidence to do it. You do it with fear.
Yeah.
And that gives you the confidence.
Exactly.
Whether you do it right, you do it wrong, you succeed or you fail. That's how you get your confidence. You don't just like make it up.
Exactly.
You've got to go through the storm to get the confidence at the end.
Yeah. And it's all life lessons. Like, God, like, you know, we'll discuss the things that have gone wrong, the things that have gone right, but the things that you go wrong, you learn from them. And then you come up with a different strategy, you move, and it only makes you stronger anyway.
Of course it does. So your headlines for this business, now it's dead hard to shout about your own success, I know it is.
It is.
So definitely. I want you to do it on this pod because I feel like we should be doing more and more of this because you see online, who does she think she is?
Yeah.
And I hate, that's my bugbear. You know, you see someone write that and someone's like, oh, who does she think she is? And I want to jump on and go, do you know who she is?
She's this girl
who's done dead well.
I know, and I find it difficult, even sitting here with you, Leanne, I find it difficult because I'm not, even though I'm confident, listen, I am so confident
in
what I do.
It's the hardest thing in the world to scream about it.
Yeah. Like, I care so much. Obviously, it's my business, but talking about it, it's because it's so close to me.
So what would the press say if they were writing a headline for you? What have you achieved? Because I know what you've achieved.
Honestly, in 5 years, we have achieved a lot. You know, we started this brand. I've got business partner, two business partners. One's my sister, which is as its own.
Love it. Love
it's
it.
Own story.
That's
when
a
you're
documentary
in
itself.
Your business with family. But no, it's all good. But I mean, listen, in 5 years where we were with Tasuti, we were number one women's wear brand within the first 12 months. We opened a store on the Albert Dock. You know, we...
You're in flannels.
We're in flannels. We're in JD Sports. We've released menswear. Like, we're expanding way above and beyond Liverpool. We're all over the country. So, yeah, it's been a whirlwind of 5 years. Like,
Red Run is huge. And my thing here is, well done to all the lads with these sporting brands. It's brilliant. It's great. They're all doing great stuff. And I feel like I know the story and I see them all over the place. And everybody knows those brands. And I'm like, But hang on, in every conversation comes up, I go, what about that Meghan girl? Have you seen what she's done with Red Drum? Like, it's huge. So women, we need to bang the drum about this.
Yeah.
She doesn't need you to. I'm asking you to, because this is what we do. This is what our Ladies Liverpool community is. So now you've heard about this, you're going to see it everywhere and be like, that's that girl that was on the pod. That's the face or the voice of the lady who created Red Run. Is it everything you wanted it to be?
Yeah, listen, I think going into business, you never anticipate the graft, the hard work and the tiredness of it. I never even imagined it. I definitely underestimated it. Mm-hmm. You know, every employee that, you know, every person of job I've ever had in the industry, I've worked my backside off, but never like this. I didn't anticipate how hard work it would be. And I think something that I do say often is, reflect and remember how well you've done, because me as a person, I am so critical of myself, and I'm critical because I'm really hard on myself as well, because it's almost you have this feeling that, you know, nothing is good enough. So you reach one hurdle. Oh, well, we need to, you know, 10 steps ahead.
Yeah.
Next hurdle, 10 steps ahead. And actually you forget to look back and go, do you know what? Look at what we've done.
Yeah.
Like, how amazing.
And 10-year-old Meghan was sat in that seat now, hearing these words coming out your mouth. Imagine.
No, exactly.
She would never have dreamt it.
I know.
It's incredible.
Exactly. And I think, yeah, that is like definitely important. Like, for anyone who is watching and you're starting or you are through your journey, reflect and like look back at what you've done and what you've achieved and have gratitude for it and give yourself a pat on the back, because that's definitely something that we haven't done, which we need to start doing.
Have you got a "we went from here to here" story? Can you put it in those terms for us? So like, right when you were grassroots, when it was the very beginning, you know, like I had a girl who created Pro Blow on.
Yeah.
Like a hairstyling thing. And she went from a mum's dining room table, her mum and her dad.
That's exactly where we come from.
Go on.
I literally in lockdown lived in London, come home, got put on furlough from my job, was working on Vivian Westwood. Got put on furlough, come home. My girlfriend, she's always lived in Liverpool, so we just travelled back and forth.
So she's from Liverpool?
Yeah, my girlfriend's from Liverpool, yeah. And then I'd always had the idea. I studied design. I wanted to, you know, open my own business one day, but I just thought I just never had the experience or, you know, anything, you know, to make it succeed. So then, during lockdown, I had a lot of time to think. I love sportswear. I've always been a sporty person. And looking at the market and analysing if there was just nothing that I could see that attracted me and what I would want out of a brand, you know, quality, style. So that's where kind of Red Run was born. I knew that I couldn't have done it on my own and I needed other people to help. So my sister, she's not full-time for the business. She's a CIO for another huge corporation. Wow. So we're completely opposite ends of the spectrum, you know, which is amazing as well, because we come from completely different mindsets. We fight, we argue, but we always come to, you know, the resolution in the middle.
Yeah.
So, got business partners on board, and it was just starting from there. Red Run was in our living room. That's when I was doing all the design, and then we moved to my sister's in her front room. We had little racks on in the living room with all the stock up and stuff like that. It was, you know, testing the leggings, you know, putting the leggings on, bending over, ugly pictures, sending them off to the factories. It was, that's how it started. Yeah. We were so raw, and we were a bedroom brand.
So what was the moment when it just blew up? Because, you know, it sort of exploded, didn't it? And you couldn't move for it.
I didn't realise how quick it would be a success.
Mm-hmm.
I think with my experience, you know, as I said, I was in the industry for like 7 years working for various brands. And I think we connected all the right dots.
Yeah.
You know, full brand provision, our woman wasn't having to think. We were almost dressing her head to toe. And I just think we brought something different to the market at that time.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody putting colours together the way that we were.
Yeah.
Every design that we do is made and designed in-house. We do not buy off peg. So it's probably makes our lives a lot harder as well, but it is what it is. It's, you know, it's what we prefer to do. It makes it more unique to us. And I think even the way we, you know, videoed it, the photography of it, the way we like portrayed it online, I just think it gave us that boost. And you know what? Coming from the industry, I went into wholesale distribution, so I worked with a lot of retailers. Yeah. And Liverpool is a huge hub. Mm. So the majority of the time, if a brand works in Liverpool, it works in Liverpool first and then travels the rest of the country.
I've heard that with other sporting brands.
It's so true, honestly. It's like that with, you know, so many brands. It always starts in Liverpool.
Like the fashion capital, aren't we, of the country?
Yeah, and do you know what? I think people, you know yourself, Leanne, but from Liverpool, we are like full heart of people. Yeah. And once we get on board with Sutton, we're behind it.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for Red Run. Like opening in Liverpool, I'm telling you now, if I'd opened that brand in London, there was no way that this brand would be where it was.
Yeah.
Today.
This was the launching pad.
Yeah.
To take it to where it's gone.
Definitely.
So what have been the moments where you've gone, how is this my life? How has this become this? Have you got, because I've got a moment for you. I remember watching Race Around the World and someone had full Editto yeah. Red Run on. And I was like, that's a Scouse Girls. I didn't know you then. Yeah. I was like, that's a Scouse Girls brand that.
Yeah.
Was there a moment where it caught your eye on TV or with a celebrity or?
No, I just think it was the sales. I think we were just, money. Yeah, we were seeing it and we were just like, this is insane. Like how much like we were growing so rapidly. But yeah, no, I wish it was the money though. We take zero out of this business. It all goes back in.
But there was a moment where I think of it like a little movie where yeah. you checked and you'd gone from, like we said before, from here to here. Yeah. And you're like, oh, hello. People are actually really loving this.
Yeah, I think, do you know what, Leanne, as I said before, I'm only probably doing that now. I'm only reflecting now because even, you know, we couldn't move for it in Liverpool. Mm. And I was going around and people were like, is it mad for you seeing it? And I was like, because I'm living it. No, and because I'm in the midst of it,
yeah.
probably most days crying, stressed, screaming, you know, manufacturers, you don't see it.
No.
But now that I can look back, I think, wow, we've created something amazing. Like, yeah, and I'm super proud of it.
You should be so proud of it. This is like huge. I think what you're doing is amazing, but I'm excited to see what you do next.
Yeah.
So if you've got any plans that you can let us into, you're taking over the world. Are there any cities that you connect with, like Liverpool, that you think, well, if it connects in Liverpool, it's going to work in Barcelona, it's going to work in Milan?
Yeah, I think this year, it's been a massive year. When we've obviously, the beginning of last year, we partnered with JD Sports.
What does that mean to a brand like yours? Do they come to you? Do you go to them?
Yeah, no, so they come to us. They came, well, to be honest, going back to Tessuti, when we were with Tessuti, we had an amazing partnership with them.
Yeah.
They were brilliant. But then they got acquired by the Frasers Group. And luckily for us, the Frasers Group own Flannels and they wanted to keep us on. But in that transition, Tessuti, we had like an outstanding order of probably £300,000, which probably could have ended our business.
Yeah.
And we went on a mission to do pop-ups all around the UK and get rid of all of this, get rid of this product. So it was like...
So great market research, though, to go into these other cities and see...
Absolutely. And there were
how do we grow?
The appetite was there for mm-hmm. it. We made a massive, like, you know, marketing campaign out of it. But that was a scary time. We've had many scary, you know, those scary times. Yeah. And then Flannels took us on. So that was amazing. Then we could carry on there in that space. That's growing. That business is going really well. They've actually just took on menswear as well now. So next season, Q4 will be like autumn, winter. They're going to be launching menswear as well. Oh. So that's massive for
Fabulous,
us.
Fabulous, yeah.
Super exciting as well. And then obviously, yeah, as I said, we took JD Sports on and they come to us. They see, obviously, people wearing it. They see, you know, it out and yeah. about, so they're interested in it, and yeah, the partnership's going really well. Obviously, listen, they're one of the biggest sportswear yeah. buyers ever. People think we're a massive company, we're not. But
I love that you've kept it together though,
yeah,
because you hear these stories, and more often than not, once you reach that potential, right? JD are on us, we're in Flannels, blah blah, sell it,
yeah.
No. Sell it, someone will buy it off us. Yeah, no. This is yours, isn't it?
It's ours. It's who we are. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's so new, unique to me, the yeah. way I've created it, creatively, being yeah. a creative director. So yeah, I think that you know that year has been huge. At the time when we went with JD, we were moving manufacturers at the same time. That is the biggest risk a company can ever take.
Yeah,
but we love a risk, and we did it. It
worked out,
and it worked. Yeah, so thankfully, yeah, that's worked, and that's all going really good.
Where does the name come from?
It's always a difficult question, this, because it's not that exciting.
Because everyone goes, it's Liverpool, she must be from Aintree,
yeah.
It's after Red Run the horse, because
no,
it's sportswear, she's gone Red Run.
No, it's not. It was my niece that come up with it.
Go on.
Oh, Scarlett, we were all talking, and we were saying about Red and who was the woman that we wanted to dress. So Red for us, it wasn't about the Liverpool football team or the city being red. It was that colour is... It's a powerful colour.
Yeah.
It's vibrant. It's powerful.
Passion.
It's passionate.
Yeah.
It's got so much meaning behind it. And that is the woman who, you know, she's our consumer. Yeah. She's bold. You know, she's not afraid to express herself with how she dresses.
Yeah.
She's confident. And so, yeah, that's where Red come from. And then Run was basically because we were an activewear brand and it was... just a connection.
Well, that's cleared it up for all of us, yeah. Because the rumour mill was rife. And then when you said you took the clothing out to pop up something down the country,
yeah.
Where, now I think we can guess in the comments. If you're on Spotify, you can always comment, so you can jump in there. Where was second best to Liverpool when it came to sales?
Manchester.
I'd have gone Newcastle.
What were you going to say? No, Newcastle is good as well.
Yeah.
So they're like...
they're vibrant, the girls there.
Yeah, listen, Newcastle girls are the same.
Well, I interviewed Cheryl Cole years ago,
yeah.
And that was what she said at the end of the interview. She said, have you got like Newcastle roots or is Scousers just like Geordie girls? And yeah. I was like, no, we are. We have a little...
Yeah.
And you know it as well.
The likes of like Scotland, Ireland.
Yeah.
We're all cut from the same cloth,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, so, we like a bright colour. We like to stand out. Yeah.
So it's definitely travelled in
so
the
you, areas, Manchester would be the second. So what, have you got a base in Manchester?
No, we don't have a base in Manchester.
Oh, that could be on the cards then.
Yeah, we might do. As I said, we're going to do pop-ups as well. We like a pop-up. I think we would like to do events, interactive.
Lights online, go there.
It is online. I think, do you know what it is? You just haven't got that additional pressure being online. And your reach is huge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can literally be a global company.
Well, I know it from radio, like people will come to me and be like, you know, I've got this budget, whatever. Who should I advertise? What should I do with it? And over the last, probably lockdown, turned everything on its head. Online is where it is.
Yeah.
The reach, it lives forever. It's going nowhere. I know with radio, you listen to an advert and if you're not listening at 9:05,
you're
every Tuesday and Thursday, you're not hearing it. You know what I mean? It depends on how much you pay for how regular these adverts are. So there's all that. And I just think, I can put a video and go, just tap that and you can buy it.
Exactly.
That's what people
want.
And
you can be so quick with it as well.
Yeah.
And you can change things up rapidly as well and move with the times a lot quicker.
Yeah, you can be shopping from outside the kids' school. You can be shopping from the toilet. You can be shopping, you know, anywhere, everywhere, day, night, 24 hours a day. So I get it. That must be huge for you. Do you see a certain time of day or a certain day of the week when your Red Run girls go, I need to pick something up, I need to buy something? Do you have like a peak moment of the week?
Yeah, weirdly. So Tuesdays are always a good day.
I love asking people this question.
Yeah.
It's different for everyone.
And I don't really know why, but a Tuesday is a good day. And Sunday is always good as well for online.
Isn't it random?
Yeah.
What are women doing on a Tuesday? Where do you think I need an outfit?
I don't know. They're getting ready.
Show on Friday. I'm not doing that again.
They're getting ready, but I don't know. But yeah, they are like 2 days that like stick out in my head.
So when you're prepping for the future then, and you're going, okay, well, we know we can smash the UK. We've nailed that. Talk to me about the wider scope. So you've got your men's skier now, you're changing what it is you're creating, but where are you changing? I go back to, because I can just see you in like Barcelona. So don't know why I'm a little bit psychic, I'm a little bit witchy. And I'm like, I can just
hope you mean living there, by the way.
Yeah, of course, you'll have to live there.
The US is probably...
Oh, yeah, America, the of US. Course.
There's a lot of places, like, if you think of, like, LA, San Francisco, they're such vibrant, you know, fitness fanatics.
Yeah.
I just think our brand would definitely resonate in place. I love Texas.
Oh, New Orleans, all those places, the girls, the very, like, Scousers.
No, exactly.
I was in New Orleans, this girl came over and she was talking to me, she said, I thought you were American. I was like, no. She was like, oh, darling, your hair, your clothing, they would love you in Texas. And I'm like, I want to live in Texas. Put me in Texas, I'd love it.
Unbelievable. So yeah, I think the US is definitely on the card.
Smash it. Totally smash it.
And then just keep growing wholesale. I think, listen, there's nothing better than a wholesale presence. Like,
explain that to our listeners who don't know what that means.
So basically, with JD Sports, for example, we obviously wholesale with them. So they stock our brand. You know, JD are huge. They've got, I don't want to say the amount of stores, but their presence in the US, they're worldwide.
Yeah. So they could do this for you. They could be your little in.
We'll see.
Where do we petition? How do we contact the CEO? Because this Scouse Girl group here that's listening to you, they'll make it happen. Trust me.
but wholesale, basically, you selling your product into that store, and they have it in store and online for you. So you're gaining that physical presence as well as your online presence as well.
I was watching at like an estate program where this woman was selling this big house. I love all that stuff. It's on Netflix. And she owned, I can't think of me the name, and it's a Spanish brand. And I remember I used to buy the stuff for our Annabelle when she was a baby. Yeah. They had it in Frocks and St. John's. This Spanish brand. People are listening now and they're shouting. I know they're shouting at the phones. I can't think of it for the life of me. But this woman was very similar to you, where she wore what she made.
Yeah.
She created that brand because she loved it. And she's on this Netflix documentary and it's just about to sell in a house, but she's wearing a brand and she's bright colours and her house was bright colours everything was not what you see in these boutiques in Spain. And she was her own person and her own thing. And I looked at her and I thought, that's you.
Yeah.
That is absolutely... She had this big mansion on a clifftop in Mallorca. Yeah. So.
But I did, honestly, like when I came home and I was designing for Red Run. Like, looking back now, I was designing for myself.
Yeah.
Like, I was.
Who is the celebrity then? If you could pick somebody to be the face of your brand to launch in America, who would that be?
Honestly, I don't know. If you want the truth, I've never really thought about it. I've got me marketing girls who would probably answer that better. I don't know. Someone who's got influence, like someone who's got backstory, someone who's got grit, someone who's got
something,
do you know what I mean?
Someone who's got a bit of grit about her. Sabrina Carpenter, she's a feisty one, isn't she? She'd be gorgeous in your stuff.
She was.
We'll work on it, babe, because the world's your lobster, as they say. And this is just amazing. So the future's bright.
It is.
We watch this space.
Let's do it.
And give us that website for anyone who has been living under a rock and doesn't know where to have a nosy at your gear.
Yeah. So redrunactivewear.com.
Find them on socials, find them online. You're a delight. Can't wait to see what's next.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Ladies of Liverpool, brought to you by the Orthodontic Practice on Rodney Street.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.